Now we come in verse 22 to Joseph, the son of Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and now Joseph. And by faith, Joseph, we're told here, when he died, he made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Now, this man Joseph, and I'm confident that the writer here in the Spirit of God could have picked many instances in the life of this man that would illustrate faith. I'm sure that you could pick out of the life of this man that time when he was down there and put into prison. You'd think that in Egypt that that would be the end. Many of us would cry out that time. But that's not chosen. And there's so many other instances in the life of this man Joseph. But actually, what a contrast he is to his father Jacob. We didn't whitewash Jacob. Now we can say this concerning Joseph. There are no faults or flaws in his life. He is a man that's been elevated to a high position in a foreign court. And there's probably no one in the entire Old Testament who is more a type of the Lord Jesus Christ than he is. And yet here's one man that's never used in Scripture as a type. But the analogy is striking. I wonder if I may just run down this rather hurriedly. He was the best beloved son, as the Lord Jesus was. He had a coat of many colors, which set him apart from his brethren, and it gave him a lordship over his brethren. And he had a vision. The brethren thought he was a dreamer. And the Lord Jesus Christ, you will recall, came with a message that they thought he was a dreamer. And he obeyed his father, and the Lord Jesus said he'd come to do the Father's will. His brethren hated him, and the Lord Jesus had said he came unto his own, and his own received him not. And the Father sent him to seek his brethren, and the Lord Jesus came to this earth seeking the lost. And he found them in the field, and they were shepherds. And shepherds by night, you remember, came when the Lord Jesus was born. And they mocked this boy, Joseph, and they refused him. And that's the way that they treated him. And the same thing happened to the Lord Jesus. They plotted to kill him. And the analogy certainly follows through with the Lord Jesus. He was sold into slavery, sold for 30 pieces of silver. His coat was dipped in blood. And the vesture of the Lord Jesus Christ, they gambled for it with his own blood upon it. He was sold into Egypt, and God raised him up there to save the world. And the Lord Jesus went down into death. He was tempted by the world, the flesh, and the devil. And the Lord Jesus was. He became the Savior of the Gentile world. And the Lord Jesus has come to seek and to save all, both Jew and Gentile. While on the throne, he gives bread to the people. And the Lord Jesus did that. He got a Gentile bride down in Egypt. And the Lord Jesus is calling a people out of this world to his name. And then you have the coming of the sons of Jacob down. And Joseph knows them, and he finally makes himself known to them. And someday the Lord Jesus will make himself known to his own brethren. The interesting thing about this man, he had faith in the dream that was given, faith in the pit in which he was placed, faith in Egypt, and that's the thing that buoyed him up. But at the end of his life, you think that he'd be satisfied with Egypt, but not this man. He says, when the day comes and the children of Israel leave this land, be sure and take my bones up. Well, why didn't they take his body at that time and bury it yonder in the land of Ephraim? Well, the reason, I think, is quite obvious. He was a national hero. But there came a day when there rose a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph. And then when the children of Israel left, they took up his bones. And yonder at Shechem, up in the Samaritan country, they'll point out to you the tomb of Joseph there where his bones are buried. Well, they may or may not be there, but they were taken up and put in that land. So we have this record of this boy Joseph.